Tonight's other headlines. President Trump is ramping up pressure on NATO to stop purchasing Russian energy. In a letter to NATO allies that he also posted to social media, the president vowed to place major sanctions on Russia when those in the alliance stop buying oil from Russia. Mr. Trump said NATO's reliance weakens its bargaining power. The post comes as tensions rise in Europe over the war in Ukraine. Russia announced today it completed a joint military exercise with Belarus in the Baltic Sea, just 2 days after Russian drones flew over Poland. More airstrikes and more deaths overnight as Israel's military operation in Gaza intensifies. More than 30 people were killed in Gaza City, including 12 children. Israel hit some residential buildings that it says Hamas used to spy on troop movements. The Jewish state calls Gaza City the last Hamas stronghold. But Palestinians argue there's no safe place for them to go, and relocating is out of reach for many.
There is no safe place in Gaza. From Rafah in the south to Zikim, there is no safe place. Those who say there are empty areas, it's empty talk. There is bombing everywhere. What can we do? Where should we go?
Israel has told civilians to evacuate to Al-Mawasi in the south, which it has designated as a humanitarian zone. Authorities in Nepal's capital today lifted a curfew that was put in place after protests killed 51 people and led to the collapse of the government. The move comes after some calm returned to Kathmandu Friday with the appointment of a new placeholder prime minister, Sushila Karki. She was formerly a Supreme Court Chief Justice and was known for standing up to corruption. And in England, fans of Jane Austen gathered to celebrate the author's 250th birthday. The Jane Austen Festival in Bath, which started as a weekend celebration, now lasts 10 days. Travelers from around the world are united by their love of empire waists, tailcoats, and bonnets, all to honor the author of Pride and Prejudice, who they say provides a time capsule into 18th century culture. The festival ends next week, leaving plenty of time for fans to promenade along the streets that Austen and her characters stroll. Still to come on PBS News Weekend. The hard choices states are making in the wake of billions of dollars of cuts in federal funding for health care. And saying goodbye to the Crawleys, the family at the center of the beloved historical drama Downton Abbey.
This is PBS News Weekend from the David M. Rubenstein Studio at WETA in Washington, home of the PBS News Hour, weeknights on PBS.